A college education is more valuable than ever, yet a few years ago, experts concluded that over the course of this decade, more than 4 million high school graduates would not go to college because of money. As tuition costs have climbed dramatically, financial aid has not. But there are efforts across the country to address costs and other barriers to higher education. As we conclude our series on alternatives to the college admissions game, NPR's Wendy Kaufman explores the money problem in one state.
Franklin High School, one of Seattle's oldest, lies just a few miles south of downtown. Built nearly 100 years ago in a grand neoclassical style, it was an architectural and educational showcase. But that was then. Today, roughly 20% of its 1,500 students won't graduate. And with many students living in poverty or close to it, Franklin is a place where dreams often die.
When I was younger, everybody talks about how they're going to go to college when they're younger. But then when you start realizing like what you have to go through to get there, it's like you start thinking in your head, oh, maybe I'm not going to go because it's too much.
Sophomore Courtney Johnson loves to sing, dance, and hopes to be famous. And despite the money challenges, she plans to go to college. But she says many of her friends have already abandoned the idea of higher education.
Somebody tells you, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to have this much, you have to do, and this, you start thinking in your head, am I going to have that? Am I going to be able to pay for the college?
Average tuition, room and board at public universities is now nearly $13,000 a year. And it's a lot more at private schools. With scholarships declining and loans getting more expensive, there's a growing money gap for many families. Moreover, as colleges seek more prestige and higher rankings, many are emphasizing scholarships based on high grades and test scores, not financial need. Money goes to kids who don't really need it, leaving less for those who do. And not graduating from college means a lot less earning power, perhaps $1 million over a lifetime. All of this is troubling to Mark Emmert, president of the University of Washington.
If we want people to move from lower socioeconomic status up the economic rungs, you got to get them in school and you got to get them out with degrees. And we can't let financial barriers stand in the way of that. It would really be foolish of us.
So Emmert started a program called Husky Promise. Beginning this fall, low and moderate income students will get free tuition at the state's premier public institution. A family of four could make up to $46,500 and still be eligible. As many as 5,000 students a year are expected to take advantage of the program. The state's other research university, Washington State, has a similar package. Still, many students may opt for private schools. At a coffee shop across the street from Seattle University, a private Jesuit school, we meet Seattle U Junior, Aksum Aragawi.
I applied to two schools. I applied to University of Washington and Seattle University. I got into both, and Seattle University's financial aid package was way better than UW's.
It may surprise you to learn that although private schools typically cost more, they sometimes offer far better scholarship opportunities.
Seattle University is like, you know, $30,000. I ended up getting, like, everything covered for SU and, like, half for UW.
Of course, low-income students with less stellar grades might not fare so well. In short, getting money and weighing options can be complicated. Kids often need help navigating through the process, and that's where Kevin Washington comes in.
We're going to go ahead and get started with today's session.
As chairman of the local YMCA's Black Achievers Club, Washington spends lots of time in the high school classrooms after school talking to kids, even cajoling them, to work hard, aim high, and go to college. On this day, he's brought in a guest speaker. And before she begins, he reminds the students in room 208 at Franklin High that everyone connected with a program is here to help them get into college and find the money they need.
Please, 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 if you have questions or you're having trouble, here is an expert on the whole process. So please take advantage of Leanne being here and ask her all the questions that you need.
One thing the students have learned is that while many college kids are financially strapped, millions and millions of scholarship dollars go unclaimed. Indeed, last year, the Achievers themselves had too few applicants. They were offering 10 scholarships, but only 7 students applied. Kevin Washington, who's been working with African-American kids for more than 2 decades, says he's worried about their future.
What they don't have is peer pressure and cultural pressure to succeed. It's still not cool to be a good student. And that manifests itself really really strongly within poor and cadres of students of color.
Often students of color and those with low incomes are encouraged to go to community college as a less expensive way to begin their studies. But Washington warns them it's not that simple. The government's most recent figures suggest the odds of earning a bachelor's degree within 6 years after beginning at a community college are extremely low. Ahmoud Mohammed, a senior in Franklin's Black Achiever program, plans to start at a four-year school and intends to be the first in her family to graduate.
The programs that we're in right now, they help you in detail. Like, maybe a counselor would tell you a couple of things, but she really maybe doesn't even know a lot of it. And then, like, our parents can't help us out. Most of us were first generation. Like, my parents, we just came to America in 2000, so, like, I have to put all the pressure on myself.
Another college-bound senior, Mimi Belay, adds that before she started the program, she had no clue about how the process worked.
They give it to you, and it's just your job to utilize their information, and they pretty much open the door. It's our responsibility to walk through it. So without them, I just would have been locked out.
Across the country, similar initiatives are underway. A few other state schools offer free or very low tuition. Many of the elite privates automatically offer full scholarships to those with financial need. And with so much on the line in terms of a young person's economic future, community activists are targeting younger and younger students for assistance in getting into college and graduating. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
To hear the other pieces in our series, go to our website, npr.org.